One of the ways we are involved in this enterprise is, since we cannot be there, we are working through an organization called Christosol Foundation. We've been working with them for the last 6-7 years. It has been there for the last 10 years, a very small organization, not with a lot of history, but it is an Episcopal Church-based organization, an NGO, who are very effectively working with people in the country and authorities, both the legitimate authorities as well as the illegitimate ones, like the coyotes that we talked to. You know, we were able to get to them, and we were able to talk to the police, and they took us to the police station, you know, the national police station, the headquarters, and gave us a presentation of that. All these are possible because we are working through an organization called Christosol Foundation, whose director, by the way, was here last year. His name is Noah Bullock, who gave us a wonderful presentation here about their work. This emphasis on forced migration and human trafficking is rather a late development, probably in the last year and a half, because that became an urgent situation to be addressed, and so they are quite involved. The week before we went there, you know, last 2 weeks ago, Noah was invited to represent the Latin about the Central American refugee problem to Geneva at UNHCR, UN High Commissioner for Refugees. So he definitely has a good standing. Christosol has a good standing in El Salvador. And Christosol is the one that is consulted by the American Embassy when people are under threat and they are, you know, they need to seek asylum. What they do is, you know, they go to the American Embassy, and embassy staff couldn't handle, and so they call Christosol to take a look at the situation and help with that. And the other advantage Christosol is, since it is an Episcopal church organization connected to that, we also are able to go other countries within Central America. The countries that are in trouble are the Northern Triangle countries, which is El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. But the other countries, such as Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Panama, are somewhat removed from these struggles, and so they could work with these countries to resettle some of these people who are threatened in El Salvador to those places. And so Noah and Christosol is working with church officials in those places and the government officials to get the people over to those places. I would say that this is where, in our reading, we talked about, you know, we heard that how Jesus felt compassion for them. Now, we wonder why we should be concerned about it. This is somebody else's problem, right? This is in El Salvador. It's not our problem. But you know how many people from El Salvador live in Phoenixville? You know what kind of struggles they had to go through to come here in the United States to realize their American dream? And do we know how we were implicated during the Civil War? Our country gave every day during the 12 years of Civil War $1 million to the military to fight against the legitimate concerns of the people of that country. Now, after the peace accord with the rebels, there is no assistance. And on the top of it, we sent the gangs who were developed in our country, in Los Angeles, we sent them back without letting them know they were gangs. And so today we are facing a human crisis. And we don't want to call it a refugee crisis, because once you say that it is a refugee crisis, then under the international law by the UN High Commissioner, that was supported by actually Eleanor Roosevelt back in 1948, that we have to provide asylum. So we don't call these people refugees. It's exactly the same or more number of people crossing the borders into Mexico and into United States from El Salvador and the Northern Triangle, as many as people from Syria crossing into Turkey. And we treat that as a refugee problem, but we don't treat this as a refugee problem because we had to address those things. So these are some of the ways that our country is not helping the situation right now. As a matter of fact, it is creating a problem. And we are externalizing the borders, not just the border in the south, but we are externalizing it even further south by force. And so even before refugees come over to our borders, they are intersected and then deported back to their countries. So this is what is happening with that, and we have a wonderful organization that with Jesus' compassion for the people we could work with, and we have been supporting them. Last year we raised through a fundraiser from outside the church, $8,000 for the work of Christosal. And this year we are planning to have another fundraiser through a golf outing sometime in October. So these are some of the ways that as a church and as a church of in the deanery and in the diocese and the wider church, which by the way, at the last convention, general convention, passed a resolution to help with the El Salvadoran refugee problem.
So this was our eighth year going to El Salvador, and every year, appropriately, we get asked a question: why do you go? What's going on? Why waste your time, but why spend your time? So what we hope to achieve is, first of all, come back from El Salvador and inform and educate our St. Peter's parishioners on the conditions in El Salvador, and to help us see each other as brothers and sisters, not Americans and Salvadorans. We talked to a sociology professor, as Koshy mentioned, and one of the things that struck me, we had a discussion on natural immigration, human immigration, and the fact is migration is intrinsic to the human heart, that people move for reasons. And he gave examples of the migrations from throughout the world, and actually in our country, migrations, for example, from the south to the north during and after our Civil War. Migrations to San Francisco during the Gold Rush. Migrations to the Western Plains during the early years of our country. So there are rational reasons why people migrate. But what's happened is, if you could picture a map, and I'm a person who thinks in pictures, picture a map with all the little lines on it that delineate countries. And these are our borders. We call them borders. And now we self-identify as Americans, and we say we're Americans, they're Mexicans, they're Hondurans, they're Salvadorans. And it becomes a us and a them. San Salvador is a 2-hour flight from Miami. San Salvador is closer to Phoenixville than about one-third of the United States. We who have traveled there find it very easy to see them not as Salvadorans and us as Americans, but our brothers and sisters. Because as Mother Teresa said, when you really get to know someone is when you sit down across from them from a table and look into their eye and you realize and talk to them and realize they have the same hopes and aspirations that you have. They want opportunity for their children, they want peace, they want security, and they want a better life. And that's what we all want. The Salvadorans are no different. So we go there and we have the experience and the ability to see these folks as brothers and sisters, and we hope that by telling you some of the, you know, giving you some of this information, that you can find it in your heart to have that same perspective. Another one of our purposes is to raise awareness within the, so we're raising awareness in our church here and in the community. As Koshi mentioned, last year we had a community event and we're having this golf tournament, so hopefully that can be have parishioners in it as well as community members. So we're trying to raise awareness that way with the community and the parish. Also in the diocese, we have prepared a resolution to be introduced in this year's convention, and basically, I won't read the whole thing, but the resolution is that people are marginalized through systemic processes within their country of origin, and the only solution is to migrate to a safer place. That's the premise of the resolution. And that we should be partnering with other dioceses to create and work jointly to create partnerships with NGOs, non-government organizations, that have a fellowship with the Episcopal or Anglican Church in El Salvador and other places in Central America. And several dioceses will be presenting the same resolution to their conventions in November. We also, four of us have been invited to serve on the Diocesan Human Trafficking Commission, who are Koshi, Cindy Hamaker, Ken McCaslin, who is our deacon. Sorry, I'm talking too fast. Our deanery deacon, and myself. So I'm not sure what that committee does, but we're going to get into it, and we're going to hope that we can raise awareness, and hope we can, you know, make that committee stronger and better. Also, in addition, we understand and believe that our financial support is important for the Christusol mission there. You may be aware that for the last 8 or 9 years, we have pledged 1% of our budget to support millennial developmental goals, and that money has gone to El Salvador. That was requested by our prior national bishop to run through 2015, and this is the last year for that. So one of the best things we can do is give them the financial support required to support the professionals on the ground in El Salvador. We go for once a year. And as Koshi said, they have professionals on the ground. We need to support them, and we'll be doing that. So I hope that, you know, this perspective can give you some facts when you're talking to your neighbors who talks about those illegal people who want to take my job, who are, you know, trying to sneak into this country. I hope you can have a little different perspective and a little different conversation with them and acquaint them with what's going on, not only in El Salvador, but in Guatemala and Honduras and other places. And that you yourself can have a different perception, and that perception is they are our brothers and sisters. Simple.